Señor.
Okay, did you call me, Tom?
Does a wild bear... well, never mind. Yes, I did, Shane. How you doing, buddy? Just wondered if... I just got down here. I just got out of the rain locker and crippled downstairs here and sit down.
Radio turned down a little bit and thought I heard you, but didn't know if I didn't catch my call, so I thought I would throw it out there. Man, it's a beautiful sunset tonight. It's a deep, bright red. I haven't seen one this vibrant in a long time.
The problem I have with that is that we're down in this valley. It goes down behind that hill when it really gets pretty a lot of times. I did get some real beautiful pictures one time of it with my camera back when I used to use a camera rather than the phone. These phones do a great job anymore, too, though, Shane.
And I was going down the road, two-lane road, in, you know, pretty good speed. And all of a sudden, it just turned brilliantly vibrant red. And there's nowhere to stop to take a picture of it. So it's kind of disappearing. And I'm up and down a lot of trees now. I'll never get a picture. But absolutely beautiful. I had a long day. It got longer for some reason. I did talk a little bit more than I normally do, but I also almost had an accident for the first time. Somebody cut across three lanes of traffic, darted right out in front of me, and fortunately I wasn't going as fast as I could have been. I happened to slow down to let somebody make a right turn. I was in the far right lane. And I slowed down so they could turn, and then I was coming up to a light. I wasn't even accelerating. I was just kind of coasting along. But I locked up all 18 wheels and left skid marks on the road.
Hear that? That is scary. When we were going to Anderson one day to the podiatrist, and not too far from getting there, I can't remember that place we turn off at to go to the VA over there, what was that thing called? I'm thinking Roadrunner. It's not a real fancy SUV. What's the name of those things?
I almost hit a Range Rover. Is that what you're talking about?
That's the one. It was a black Range Rover, and he did that, and he was in the right-hand side, I think, and he scooched in front of me and went into the middle lane, and then when he went into the outside lane, would be the inside lane, the car was coming up too fast, and he tried to accelerate, and that thing started rocking back and forth like a swing, and I thought, oh, no, it's going to roll. And we're going to be stuck out here on the highway from now on. And it didn't roll over, but it's the closest I ever seen, Shane. And I got to tell you, it scared the dickens out of me.
But there's nothing you can do, and you can't control the direction of any of the vehicles, and you can't really get caught up in that. Yeah, I guess he thought that I was going to stop like the other two lanes did, but you don't just assume. And he darted really fast, and I'll tell you what, that's the closest I've come in my 34 years to hitting somebody. And that one left me shaking a little bit. It wouldn't have been terrible. I probably wouldn't have been hurt. He probably would have. But, or especially if somebody was in the passenger side, because it would have been a T-bone. But it shook me up, and I've come kind of close in a couple of things on the interstate and had to swerve, but this one got me. I don't know. It was just very close.
GR, I've seen semis lock them all up, and it makes a lot of smoke and a lot of marks. You just can't stop 80,000 pounds on a dime, and these people drive and cut in front of those semis like they can. And it's like they drive like there ain't any tomorrow. And you know what? There might not be.
They do. They don't. They're not very considerate, a lot of those people. But I made it. I'm good. I finished out. I was almost to my last delivery stop. I mean, I was less than a quarter mile from it. And then I ate lunch after that. So I was able to settle down. But anyway, I hope your day was good, Tom.
Yeah, it's been pretty good. Still got a lot of swelling in that leg. And then tonight we had frog legs for supper and baked beans and, oh, what else? Yeah, I think cauliflower and cheese. And, oh, man, it was a beautiful, beautiful supper. Man, them frog legs were out of this world. People turn their nose up at them. I tell you what, they don't have any fishy smell to them or anything, but they are an amphibian, and so I asked Siri if they had any purine in them. That's the thing in seafood that causes gout. And I noticed my big toe was swelling up, and then the other big toe started swelling up, and she said, yes, there's purine in them. But they didn't swell up too bad. It was all swelled up anyways. They're double their size from them taking the veins out. But Ingles carries them all the time, and they're farm-raised, and oh, they're good shape.
Bernice cooks them, and I'm just assuming she does it. I don't think you're doing it. So how does she cook them?
I never. And you're right. I never. Bernice, she's just coming down the stairs. What do you do with the frog legs when you cook them, huh? Fry it like chicken, Shane. And they don't take very long, do they, sweetheart? Not very long at all. And I'll send you a picture of them. Boy, I'm telling you, they are delicious. And, you know, you've heard people say, oh, it tastes like chicken. Well, it's about as close as you can get. They're very white, and they're just delicious. They really are. Now, back in the old days, when we used to go out and we'd wait the creeks up there in Kansas, and didn't want to reach in and grab a snake, and that happened every now and then. But the frogs were huge compared to what they are that you buy at the store. They even have them over there at Vaughn's meatpacking there on highway, right off of Highway 14. But we used to get them at Ingles here on Locust Hill Road. And my mom had a pair of them. We didn't pull the nerves out of them. And I guess they do these because they don't tremble or nothing. And a pair of them jumped out of that skillet while I was frying. And mom wouldn't cook them anymore.
I'm like, watching them jump out. I'm trying to think. So are they in the seafood department or are they in the meat department? Because I feel like they'd have to be somewhere in between.
No, the seafood and meat case at Ingles, and there's beef just to the side of it with steaks and stuff, and then it goes to seafood, and they have fresh seafood there. But if you turn around and look behind you, there's frozen, and the frog legs are frozen, and they're in one of those cases right there directly across from the seafood place.
I bet I can find them now. And I guess I've never had them, but I'm assuming that that's about all of the frog you can eat. There's nothing else on there. Even though the body might be big, there's no meat on it, right?
Right. The front legs and that. We'd catch some monsters, and they'd reach from your wrists all up to the where they draw blood out of your arm there and your elbow, you know. And they'd be, I don't know, 3 inches wide. They were big suckers. I mean, when you grab one of them things, you couldn't gig them up in Kansas. Certain states you could. But if you'd grab one, you know, we had spotlights, and you'd run the John boat in, you better run your arm down in the mud with him about a foot, or you wasn't going to hold on to him, Shane.
They're powerful, but I guess you got to take the legs pretty quickly once you grab them. I don't know, you can't really keep them in something, can you?
We done this, put them in a gunny sack. Now, theoretically, if a person was to get them in Kansas, like my dad liked to, you know, with one of those three-prong things, you put them in that gunny sack, and you put a large rock or a brick in the gunny sack. And then as you were coming out of the strip mines, that's where, or the creeks, if there happened to be a game warden up there, you just drop the gunny sack.
Oh, it would be done if you, if someone were to do that, but I'm sure you don't have any experience. I haven't looked at it, but I saw your text. But when you talked about a three-prong, it reminded me, and this has nothing to do with it, but my youngest son, when he was probably 8 or 9 years old, he was helping me spread some mulch, and I pulled it, came home with a trailer, and I think I might have tried a shovel or something, so I knew I had a pitchfork back in the shed. I said, Seth, run back there and get the pitchfork. It's leaning right up against the wall. You can't miss it. So he was gone for a little while, and he came back. His hands were empty, and I said, did you not see it? And he said, I didn't see the pitch four. All I saw was a pitch three. I knew exactly what he meant.
Bernice is laughing over here. She's the farmer. I got a picture of her and me with a pitchfork someplace here. But, yeah, wow. She used to mail a lot of hay on the farm and that, didn't you, Mom? Pitch a lot of hay and feed the cattle and whatnot. But, yeah, there was just a pitch three. That's a good one, Shane. That's as bad as my friend that we took care of for years was developmentally disabled, and I probably told you they called me and said he wasn't taking care of his apartment. And so I went up to his apartment and gave him the old Navy mastered arms treatment. And I said, Alan, why doesn't your sweeper, why haven't you been sweeping the apartment? Well, you know, Tom, I work at the YMCA. Yeah. Well, I said, what that's got to do with a sweeper? I said, I'm an electrician. I can fix it. And he said, well, I don't get off till 5:30 in the wintertime. And I said, yeah, go ahead. And he said, well, it's dark when I get home. So anyways, I started the sweeper up. It run just fine. And I shut it off. And I said, now, what's the matter with that sweeper, Alan? And he said, well, the light don't work on it. Time he caught a 5-pound channel cat, and he was walking home from Lakeside Park, and he come by our engineering division. He didn't know this lady from Adam, and he asked her if she'd give him a ride up to his apartment. Well, it was only about another 4 or 5 blocks, and she called me and told me the next day. I was up at the machine shop, and she said, I didn't know he had a 5-pound channel cat with him. He got in the car with the catfish. He goes home and he calls me. And he says, Tom, I need you to help me clean this catfish. I said, Alan, you're a farmer all your life, and you know how to clean fish. And I said, you just clean that fish, put it in some salt water, and put it in the refrigerator. Okay. 4 or 5 days later, I get a call from Class Limiteds, and they said, Tom, they're gonna throw Alan out of the Knights of Columbus Towers. And I said, why? They said, it smells like a cadaver's in there or something. It's just reeking with stink. And okay. So I drives up there and I go in. And there's this 5-pound white, completely white catfish in the sink with water on it, Shane.
Doesn't sound like he was thinking too much there. That would be awful 5 days later.
You could smell it clear out in the hall. But realize when they're developmentally disabled like that, they have a different way of thinking. I used to take him rabbit hunting with me and Gary Jones, and he always said, "I'll carry all the rabbits if you'll just take me." Okay. And I used to have a single shot 22 when I was younger. Well, I wasn't going to give him a rifle. But anyways, Gary and I, we'd shoot enough rabbits that after a while we'd see poor Alan there, and he had a gunny sack full of rabbits hung over his back, and he'd finally holler, "Uncle." And then we'd go back and share the load with him. But he said he'd carry all of them, Shane.
And you were going to try to let him, weren't you? That's funny. Oh, goodness. It's crazy how, like, back to the pitchfork, I guess I didn't say my K well enough, and my son just didn't hear it, but I've tried to, especially with radio, too, I tried to speak clearly and enunciate well. And also, one last thing. Good evening, Miss Bernice. I hope you're well.
Tonight. Sir Swivel Rocker there. I haven't even turned the TV on. You can either watch drug ads or trash, one of the two. We've been watching an Alaskan show, and what do they call that? It's The Last of the Alaskans. There's only like six or seven families left in this area of the National Forest. And when their generation dies out, there will be no more inhabitants of that national forest, but they were grandfathered in because they'd lived there all their lives. It's rather interesting, really. I mean, they're subsistence living, I guess you'd call it, Shane, but it just amazes me how they can tolerate some of the things they do. This is NZRLTR.
Okay, yeah, most of us, or a lot of us, would like to think we could live out like that, but I think I've become pretty adapted to my comfortable way of living and having everything within reach and easy to get a hold of. But back to the frog legs, I saw a Far Side comic strip one time, or panel. It was Gary Larson. I'm sure you're familiar with him. There was a bunch of diners sitting around in a restaurant, and there was a sign on the wall that said "Special Frog Legs," and the door to the kitchen was cracked, and there was these little trail of frogs coming out in wheelchairs.
Oh, and they said something too, and I got that on my ice box over here on the freezer. Shane, that's one of my favorite jokes.
I mean it. I'm a big fan of Gary Larson and The Far Side. Anyway, Tom, you talked me home, so I appreciate it. Enjoyed it. I hope you and Bernice have a good evening. And glad to hear you getting back on the radio again. You're sounding good. N0TR and 4ZLK, 73 to you.
I got another one up there, Shane, and it's two Indians, and they're talking. And they says, "Yeah, but we got even with the white man. We introduced him to tobacco." And I don't like cigarettes. They killed a lot of my family. Anyways, Shane, you take it easy. Really enjoyed it, and you made me feel good. In 4ZLK, in 0GR 73.
GRKG 4 PFI.
Good evening, Don. How are you doing, sir?
Well, I checked, and ain't nothing fell off yet. I'm still in one piece. How about yourself?
Wonder, Don. I just said triple bypass surgery.
Hey, I fell off, but it evidently wasn't too important because it didn't cause no problem.
Walk, though, I can tell you that. I'm just glad to be back on the radio a little bit. Oh, and then I set the one upstairs. Gary was saying that it was way too hot. It was a new microphone. And I found out where he could set the mic gain and the memory on it. And come down and found the book on it. And Shane said it's working just fine. I've been sitting in that lazy boy so much up there. I set up a radio with the switch mode power supply and a mobile mic sitting over the fireplace insert and worked like a champ.
Check my mic in a long time. I don't know. It might be too hot, too. I don't know.
You sound like the local radio station. Excellent signal, Don. No problems whatsoever. I'm just sitting here in my chair and haven't even fired up anything yet. Not the computer, not the radio, except this one. And Bernice is sitting over there. I don't know. You got anything for a snack tonight? She's shaking her head no. I don't know if I'll survive or not, Don.
Yeah, I went out in the yard today and, I'm still trying to get my stuff all back together after that storm, you know, we had here, well, it's almost a year ago. I went down there today and I changed the blades on my lawnmower. And I was laying down beside of it, changing the blades. And then when I got ready to get up, I couldn't get up. And I squirmed around there a little bit and I finally got myself up. But I'm 85 years old, so I guess I'm lucky that I'm still standing up.
Daisies from the root side. Yeah, I couldn't do that at all. No, not now. And even before I had this surgery, and I'm just 77, so congratulations on that. You're doing all right. I have my neighbor, Tim, check my blades every now and then. And we don't really fool with them. Because I rarely ever need any. And if I do, I just buy a new set of blades. Because if you grind them in that, a lot of times you don't get them balanced right and things of that nature or the right angle. And so I just get a new set of blades. But I think I've only had one or two sets since 2016, so that's not bad.
Yep, I already had a couple of sets that I already resharpened and balanced and got them all ready. But when that tree fell on my building down there and crushed everything, well, it took me a while to find them blades, but I found them. And I went out there and I decided I hadn't changed them in over a year, so I guess I went down there and changed them out, and it cut a whole lot better than it was cutting before. I think it was just knocking the weeds down and instead of cutting them. But anyway, as the older we get, the less we can do, and I just kind of go with the flow.
Well, Chair, yeah, and I don't like it. I know what you mean. I got a fan I got to put up out here, and I got to put up a guardrail. I find that the last three steps coming down to the basement are kind of dangerous without me having another handhold there. I have one guardrail. Yeah, I guess that's what you call them, handrail. So I ordered one from Amazon, and all it was half-inch pipe that they painted with black paint and some elbows that you could have went down to the general machinery place and got, you know, or and done it yourself. So I sent them back. I got a good one coming now in the next day and a half. I got to put it up. I think I'll use toggle bolts on it because it's concrete blocks. And they always send you those plastic anchors, and they ain't worth a hoot.
It's KG4PFI for ID. Yeah, we was talking about getting old. Me and Linda's been married 65 years. We met in the first grade. How about that?
That's awesome. Well, Bernice and I have been married 57, and we got married in 68. And she had just graduated high school, and I was headed to the Navy, wasn't I, Bernice? At that time, yeah. And I'm surprised she waited on me. Sure, she has bad judgment, see. Congratulations, O'Don. That's wonderful.
Give it a moment there to see if somebody else wanted to jump in, but yeah, it seemed like you just blink your eyes and your kids have grown up. My son just retired. That's what makes you feel old. He's 62. He retired, and I talked to him. He's going going on another cruise this afternoon. I mean, not this afternoon, this fall. And it'll be number 58. He's been on 58 cruises, can believe it or not. And I just wish I had all the moolah that he spent going on them cruises.
Went on one to Alaska with my aunt. She was the last thing she really done. She had colon cancer, but I think that was $9,000 back then, up through Vancouver and up in that area. But you know, Don, I was on a carrier there for a year and a half, and I was just on and off of it because I was in the flight crew. I wasn't ship's company. And I got enough of that ocean right there, and I flew over it for several years. And I just don't have a desire to go on one, neither does Bernice, do you, Mom? And besides that, I couldn't afford it, but I don't really see it. But if I did have to go on one, I would have to say Alaska would be the one I'd want to go on. I like the outdoors.
One that he went on was Alaska, but he didn't really. He said it was okay, but he didn't. He sent some pictures back with the ice, you know, built up on the side of the roads and all, but it was in the summertime when he went up there, but it was still some ice. But he's been to Bermuda. I can't even say that. Bermuda. And he's been to Hawaii and all down in the Caribbean, and he's been everywhere, so I don't know. I guess that's, he likes that. He's been married 34 years or something like that. No kids, so he can just go out, and him and his wife, and just do what they want to, I guess.
Son-in-law up in Michigan, he retired at 62, wasn't he, Bruce? And he was an engineer up there. My daughter took a teaching job a few years ago and months. And then her other daughter's what? How old's Amy, Bruce? She'll be 52 this year in November. And she's an engineer down here. And my son-in-law and grandkids are down here. I never thought I'd ever get to see my grandkids, and the oldest one just started college up there at Charlotte, UNC or whatever they call it. So, time flies, especially after you retire. It really flies.
About it. That's the truth. It does. Well, ain't nothing we can do about it except just hang on for the best and hope for tomorrow's a better day. So that's the only thing we can do. I heard y'all talking about something funny there, but I didn't get all of it. It might have been a joke or something. I don't know.
About the frog legs or about my developmentally disabled friend?
Oh, Linda said something about me. I don't know what she said. Frog legs or something. I don't know.
It's a joke, and Shane had seen it. And ironically, I got it on the freezer here down the basement. And it, we had frog legs for supper. And lo and behold, Shane talked about this one cartoonist, and it showed this fancy restaurant, and frog legs was a special that night. And the door opened, and here comes a bunch of frogs in wheelchairs. And I can't tell you over the radio what they said.
That's funny. Did you hear the one about the drunk that he was hitting all the bars? Yeah, he was, it's KG4PO5 for ID. He done hit about 3 or 4 bars. He done got polluted big time. Walked into the last bar and told the bartender, set me up a double. I'm going back to the bathroom. I'll be back in a minute. He goes back there and he don't come back. Stays a long time. The bartender heard him holler back there, ow, ow. And he said, well, I better go check on him. So he goes back there and they open the door up, and the guy's sitting there, and he says, bartender, you got a problem with your bathroom. He says, we don't have no problem with our bathroom. He said, yeah, you do. He said, every time I reach back here and pull this handle, this thing bites me in the rear end. He said, you dummy, you're sitting on the mop bucket.
That's a good one, Don. That would smart just a little bit. You got Bernice laughing over here. Shoot. Well, Don, I'm glad you jumped in there. It's getting up here towards net time, so I better let you go. If you're ever up this way, stop by and visit with us and have a cup of coffee. Bernice usually got something fixed, but tonight she doesn't. But I might have to revert to homemade ice cream or an ice cream cone out of the freezer there or something rather than suffer. I don't really need it. I had a big supper. My appetite's starting to come back. After eating that hospital food, I'm telling you, that stuff was lower than whale dung, and that's at the bottom of the sea. It's terrible stuff. Some of it I didn't even recognize. But that last meal I served me before I got out the last time. It was like the Last Supper, and I just shoved it out of the way. KG4PFI in 0GR. 73 is Don.
Hey, boy. I'm about ready to fold up myself here. I worked out in the yard today, cut the grass and all. Well, I hope everything's going well for you. And one day, maybe I'll, me and Linda get to meet you and you and your family there. But you just remember this. If things keep up, they're bound to continue. Talk to you later, KG4PFI clear.